Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're looking at a Manitoba, Canada UFO Roundup. That's correct, a Manitoba, Canada UFO Roundup. Looks like we have some great sightings from our friends up north. Now, this is from newfolk.org. I'll put the links at the Ko-Fi and the Locals website. Thanks to all the folks that support over there and on Spotify. And also thanks to all the folks that like and subscribe. Doesn't cost a dime. Now, it says this occurred on February 1st, 2024, that the duration was 2 minutes, number of observers, one, location, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, shape unknown, viewed from land, angle of elevation 45 degrees, strange object fleeing, it says, 5 minutes, my dog was howling. Now, I included this, not because the report is really short, but I included this because they've got a couple of good pictures here. One picture is awesome. They had the first picture, and this witness must have had a sharp eye, because it looks like, I don't know if this is like an old medieval style courthouse or church or apartment building, but you can kind of see this old kind of medieval style building with a tower next to it, maybe a bell tower there. And above that, if you look closely, you can see a couple of lights. And then down the next picture, they did a really good job. They've focused in on the object. Now, it says object shape unknown, but this looks like a saucer shape to me, and he had prominent lights on both sides, and then a series of lights in a semicircular formation, where it's almost as if this thing is cloaking inside these clouds. This is wild. I mean, just another one of these great pictures that somebody has that doesn't seem to get any attention in the mainline media. But I'll put that there at the link, and you can take a look at it and see for yourself. More good reports coming in from Manitoba. I'll take a look at this next one. This next one is from October 15th, 2023. It says time 12:41 Pacific, duration 7:15 a.m. So I'm a little confused there on just when they saw this thing. Number observers, two. Location at St. Rose du Lac, Manitoba, Canada. Location, it was in my south sky up really high. I noticed it while checking a triangular constellation. Shape, diamond. Characteristics, light on object, aura haze around object. Changed colors. Now, some of these I did have to do a little bit of editing on just to make them more readable, just to let you know that. It tells us something shining bright green and orange was hovering up, down, left, and right, zooming from my southern sky to my western sky and back. It was diamond-shaped, high up in the sky, and kept hovering up and down, left to right, and diagonally. It was far too high in the sky to be a drone. It didn't follow the trajectory of a plane, satellite, or even a shooting star. This thing was simply hovering. At one point, it shot up high in the sky and slowly descended back down. The lights were shining in what looked like orange, green, purple, and bright white. My son says he saw red, blue, and bright white. It did not shine like airplanes do, with each color appearing one at a time. Instead, it emitted all the colors simultaneously, not blinking green, then orange, then purple. It was all at once. The movement was erratic. It traversed from my southern sky on one side of the downward pointing arrow constellation to the western sky on the other side of the constellation. It zoomed to the west and back so quickly that I leaned forward and ripped the screen off my window from the force of my head, turning right, trying to follow it. Just as quickly, it was back in the southern area. It stayed within its grid, for lack of a better word, hovering left, right, up, and down. The only time it deviated from this grid was when it shot to the west and periodically made 10 to 12 times in the 3 hours I was watching it. It would shoot up really fast, then descend back down at a slower speed, sometimes coming down diagonally. In my 44 years on this planet, I've seen airplanes, different satellites, and shooting stars in the sky. However, this thing was not moving in a typical trajectory. It was moving erratically and remained in the same area for the entire 3 hours I was observing it. I ended up going to bed at around 7:15, and it was still there, but the sky wasn't as black. It was starting to get gray, and the object was still brighter in the sky than the stars. I swear this is to be the truth on everything I could hold dear in my life. I'm scared. I've never experienced something like this, and although I've seen strange but explainable things in the sky before, this was different. I tried using my tablet to capture video, but my tablet is not great and it just looked like a star in the sky. However, I can say this, it did not look like the video some people sometimes post where you can see an actual structure in the sky, unmoving with lights. This object looked like a star in the sky, but its lights and colors were unlike any other star. It was about 5 times the size of the North Star and at least 10 times brighter. It made no sounds that I could hear. It did not land, and it simply kept hovering in different directions, sometimes staying in place, brightly shining lights, and occasionally ascending really high and then descending slowly. Only once did it zoom to the west and back in a blink. Please note that although it was technically hovering like a drone, no civilian drone I've ever used or seen go that far up in the sky or shine that brightly when that high. Like I said, this thing was much brighter than any star in the sky. Wow, that's a wild one there. So they're just out there looking through the window and they see what looks like a mega bright star flashing all different kinds of colors at the same time. Now, I don't think this was a drone either. It sounds like this thing could have been way up there. I don't know, maybe a mothership or something. Hard to say, but this, it also sounds like this thing must have been just kind of hanging out up there, wherever it was, from, 12:41, they said, till 7:15 in the morning or something? Just hours long, just there, not really seeming to care too much that was being seen as it moved all over the sky, suspended in space. Let's take a look at this next one. This one is dated 7/16/2023. It looks like reported 10/29/23, time 21:42. The actual sighting happened at 23:42, so 11:42. It says duration 3 to 5 minutes, location Winnipeg, Canada, that's Manitoba. Location details in my backyard, looking up at the night sky like I often do, shape light. Now, they tell us, I saw a slow-moving bright white ball heading north. It made a slow 90-degree change in direction, then accelerated into the cloud cover. It was bright white, silent, and moved slower than any sort of aircraft I've seen. It had no other colored lights, just a bright white orb. It moved from the south to the north direction, then took a quite sharp turn to the east before accelerating into the clouds. The sky was clear, but beginning to cloud over at the time. This is the second time I've experienced this white, silent, low-altitude orb. The first time was in Kamloops, B.C. That's interesting. So maybe this person is just a repeat witness, or maybe there's something else going on there. We don't know. Another one of these orbs. Here's one from 2020, 9/16, actually. It says local time 1:01, so I'm assuming that's 1 a.m., It says location, La Brocquerie, Canada, Manitoba, Canada. Number of observers, 2. Shape, sphere. Orb or haze around object left a trail. Pinkish red sphere shaped light in the sky, doing sharp U-turns, rapidly speeding up and slowing down. Noticed a strange bright light to the east of the middle of the night sky when taking dogs outside. It was pretty far away and had a pinkish red glow to it. Started watching it and noticed it was picking up speed rapidly, then slowing down. When it started to zigzag left and right, it was doing really sharp U-turns and traveling different distances between each U-turn. Sometimes it would rapidly speed up immediately after a U-turn. I could see a light trail when it would speed up. It was not moving uniformly or in any sort of pattern. Got girlfriend and she watched it for a while too, but didn't think it was a big deal because she said she had seen it before. Wow, it's hard to believe you could become accustomed to seeing these things, but it just kind of shows you that different people have different reactions to these UFOs. Very strange pink orb there, it sounds like. When I find it interesting that this thing's leaving a trail behind it. The date on this one is 3/22/2020. It says location Kenora, Manitoba, Canada, shape light, characteristics light on object, or haze around object, emitted other objects, emitted beams. The witness says, hi, I was driving home from Alberta to Ontario when I saw in my peripheral vision a massive white light bouncing around in the sky, so I pulled my car over and pulled out my phone and tried to document it to the best of my ability. It was a massive white light that appeared to have like 10 to 12 blue electric-looking arms coming off of it, but they seemed to just float around the light. I recorded the whole event. And then it leaves a YouTube address here. I guess we can go look at that if you want to. But yeah, very interesting. That's from 2020. This one is dated April 1st, 2019. Let's hope this is not April Fool's. Located Winnipeg, Canada, Manitoba, Canada. It says, shape, characteristics, possible abduction, missing time, marks found on body afterwards. And they go on to tell us, I woke up late in the afternoon around 3:30 to 4 p.m. I went to have a bath, and while shaving my legs, I noticed indentations around my left ankles. Then I noticed that they went all the way around the backs of both legs and up to my thighs. It scared me because a few nights before, I was telling my fiancé that I was pretty sure I had been abducted before. He laughed, and that was that. I showed him the indentations, and he was shocked. He suffers from insomnia. We woke up at the same time. He only sleeps maybe 4 to 5 hours a week. Wow. He said that he slept all night with me. The indentations look like my legs were separated into stirrups, or like how a massage would hold your legs. The indents were in rows of 1 to 1.5 lines from my ankles all the way up to my thighs, just below my buttocks. They were perfectly aligned. They disappeared within 2 hours of waking up. I couldn't take a picture because I had just lost my cell phone. Wow, that is really wild. You have to wonder what happened there. I wish we had a little more description about any possible experience with a UFO and what happened there. This is from January 1st, 2016. It says, duration 2 minutes, number of observers 2, location Lorette, Canada, Manitoba, Canada, shape sphere. Heading home around midnight on New Year's Eve, we were driving north of Landmark, Manitoba on the 206 highway, when we turned east onto River Road near Dufresne, Manitoba, we noticed a huge sphere, and that huge all caps, shape sitting vertically in the sky. It was bright red-orange, sitting very low to the ground. We traveled 3 kilometers, what, 2 miles, toward the end of the road to get a better view, but when we got there, it had slowly moved to the north. Weird. So they're seeing this really, it says huge. I don't know if that's the size of the moon or the size of, you know, the size of a baseball or what, but they've seen this thing, and it strikes me is interesting that they were curious enough to go toward it, but this thing just kind of drifts off as they get there. So we'll do a few more here. This one is dated 3/5/2017. Says the time is 1400, so I guess what, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something. Duration 1 to 2 minutes, number of observers 1, location Enola, Canada, Manitoba, Canada, shape sphere, characteristics, animals reacted. They tell us on March 5th, 2017 in Enola, Manitoba, Canada, at 1:30 p.m., I witnessed 2 black spheres overhead at treetop height, traveling north. However, the photo I took shows more than 2. I had just taken my 4 dogs for a walk in the woods. As we reached a clearing and looked around for signs of deer or coyote, all the dogs suddenly looked up. Following their gaze, I saw, to my surprise, 2 black spheres above our heads. I gasped and took my phone out, snapping a bunch of pictures. The spheres zoomed northwards toward the opposite tree line and hovered over the trees before disappearing. Only one of the photos captured them. Unfortunately, it's not clear, but you can discern more than 2 spheres. As I mentioned, they were black spheres reflecting sunlight, about the size of a medicine ball or larger. There was no sound, and they appeared to be spinning, though the motion was so fast, I couldn't make out many details. Now, they actually don't have a photograph listed here. It says, New Fork says, we spoke with the witness, and she seemed to us to be exceptionally sober-minded. We suspect that she is a highly reliable witness. We have requested copies of her photo, which she says are not very distinct. A fascinating encounter. You just wonder what these things are. The fact that they're black, that's kind of unusual. Normally they're, you know, red or white or something like this, but the fact that these things were black, it's almost also like they were almost hiding there in the woods or something. When she came up on them, it seems as though they reacted as if they were maybe were even surprised a little bit. So we'll do 2 more here. This one is from looks like April 18th, 2014. Numbers of observers 2, duration 30 seconds, location Thompson, Manitoba, Canada, shape other, characteristics light on object. The witness tells us, we saw a black object with orange glowing at the back flying in our atmosphere at about 1,500 feet in the air over Thompson, Manitoba, Canada. It was flying slowly and there was no sound. We observed it for approximately 30 seconds before it disappeared. After it vanished, we turned around and saw another object as bright as a star flying in the air, moving slowly enough to be visible before it also disappeared. This is not the first time we've experienced these objects. 4 years ago, we witnessed a flying object 3 days in a row with approximately 10 to 20 minute differences each night. Four of us witnessed that event as well. So another one of these reoccurring sightings with these orbs, whatever they are, keep showing up to specific people, it seems like. Not sure if they're targeting the witnesses or they just happen to be in that place and the witnesses just happen to be there. Okay, we'll do one more here. Our last sighting here is dated 5-9-2021, local time 5, it says. Number of observers 1, location St. Libre, Canada, Manitoba, Canada. Shape rectangle, characteristics lights on objects, animals reacted. Now, the witness says a rectangular craft with a thin black strip in the center, drifting in a northeasterly direction. That's pretty specific, and I like the description. It was early in the morning, just before sunrise, approximately 4:50 a.m. on May 9th, 2021. I was outside my backyard checking to see if I could spot smoke from an out-of-control forest fire in the area. While I was outside, I saw a large craft slowly drifting overhead without making a sound. It moved in a northeast direction, and though I'm not sure how high it was, I had an excellent view of the object. To me, it looked like a satellite that was very close up. It had a thin rectangular shape with a black strip down the middle, and the arms or wings glowed yellow as if reflecting sunlight. I couldn't determine if it had its own light source or if the light was reflected from the rising sun. And then I thought I would run into the house and grab a camera. I was in the house for about a minute, and when I went back outside, the object was gone. Given the speed at which it was drifting, I thought I would still be able to capture a picture after going inside, but it had vanished. Yeah, so many times these things, sometimes they want to be seen, sometimes they don't. It seems like sometimes they want to be seen, they just don't want to be photographed. And some really great sightings here out of Manitoba. Thanks to all the folks that sent those in. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.